The Texans are reportedly going to release Demaryius Thomas today. I'm not surprised by this whatsoever because his cap hit for 2019 was $14 million. There was no chance the Texans were going to pay Demaryius Thomas $14 million this season, especially coming off a torn Achilles. My question for you guys, because I'm guessing we're going to be on the same page, that we're not surprised by this release in light of the injury. Is there any chance that Demaryius Thomas is back on this team? Any chance?
I don't think so, just because of the Achilles tendon surgery. I wonder if he's on any team before like August or so, because teams are going to want to see where his rehab is with his age, with his Achilles. The fact that he plays wide receiver. Somebody earlier brought up Terrell Suggs. And it is true, Terrell Suggs like played long after he had an Achilles tendon surgery, but he also wasn't a wide receiver. This is a tough one.
I wonder if he plays again, because his biggest strength has always been his athleticism, and this is taking a percentage of his athleticism away permanently.
Which had already been diminished.
Right.
Like, he wasn't the same guy that he was before.
Coming back from an Achilles injury is really tough, and I don't know how to quantify what he would be losing in trying to recover from this, but it has to be some significant percentage, and I'm sure that teams will work him out. But I don't think we'll ever see him play in the league again.
What a weird year for Achilles tendon injuries in receivers. Dez Bryant had a torn Achilles tendon.
That was bizarre.
I think Emmanuel Sanders had one, too, with the Broncos. So what is the Broncos? So Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, all these guys with Achilles tendon injuries.
I actually think that Demaryius Thomas will play in the NFL this year, but I agree with Seth's point that I think it's going to be later rather than sooner. The Texans are just kind of in this spot where if you look at this receiving core right now, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, QT, with the question marks surrounding Fuller and QT about combination of recovery and just overall durability, I think they need somebody who is healthy, who they can trust as a fourth receiver. It's not going to be Demaryius Thomas, and it's not going to be Demaryius Thomas right now. Maybe as he gets healthier over the course of the spring, but you can't know that right now. I think they will either sign a receiver or draft a receiver at some point.
I hope they sign somebody if that's what they're going to do. If they genuinely feel like they need to bring help in, like, you've got enough young guys right now. I don't know what Vincent Smith's going to be. I think that Kiki QT has the potential to be really, really good, but I don't know that in my gut yet. I almost said a different body part. Cause we were talking during the break about that body part. So I don't know that in my
hangers.
In my loins just yet.
The clackers.
But, the
meaty
danglers.
Clackers.
I don't know that in my danglers, but, I think that you bring somebody else in, like a veteran, not even an extreme veteran. Golden Tate would be the extreme veteran who's still viable, but like,
that's a good extreme,
I don't
though.
I don't know how much he's gonna cost. Like, okay, it's not gonna be Golden Tate.
He's gonna cost a lot. I think the Eagles would be doing themselves a disservice if they let him walk, not knowing their cap situation offhand.
He's too, Golden Tate is too good though to bring in as that guy. Like, in your ideal world, Will Fuller is your second guy. You just need a Demaryius Thomas, like a guy who's past his prime, comfortable being the third wheel if need be.
I'm glad you worded it that way, Seth, because what is the realistic world for Will Fuller? Ideal world, Will Fuller is the same guy who's stretching the top off of the defense, that's breaking in and out of cuts. But in a realistic world, Will Fuller hasn't played a full season for the Texans, right? We're looking at a guy who, going back to the last couple of seasons, I suppose in 2016, he was in the playoffs. He was playing, but he did miss some time. He's always missed time with something, and now he's coming back from the most significant injury that he's ever dealt with. And then Kiki QT is someone who is really good, who has had 10-plus catches in two games against the Indianapolis Colts when he's healthy, but he's not always healthy either.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good players, but if they're not playing, then you're stuck with Vincent Smith and trying to line him up before the snap every single play.
Well, this is why you need somebody else. You need one guy that can count on.
The guy always liked that I've been most interested in simply because of his name is that Geronimo character from Green Bay.
He's Geronimo Allison?
Yeah.
All right, so we're discussing
the
impending release at some point today.
Good Matt Damon movie, too.
Of Demaryius Thomas reported by the NFL Network. Will Fuller, you're basically hitting up, Paul, on the expectations for Fuller. For me, it's less statistically and more about just the impact that he has. Like, I can't sit here and say, I expect Will Fuller to come back fully, have 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns. It's more, I just want him to be a dangerous player like he has been with Deshaun, where he makes those big plays like he did against Miami on that Thursday night. It's not like I need a specific statistical output, which I need from DeAndre Hopkins or Deshaun Watson or whoever my running back's going to be. It's more, I just want to keep that level of danger, that explosiveness that he has.
It's as simple as that. Is it, like, as a defensive back, You live in fear of getting torched. Like, you live in fear of getting torched, and they wouldn't describe it as being afraid, but that's what you're most worried about. You know, if a guy has 5 receptions and he averages 8 yards a carry or something, you keep everything in front of him, who gives a damn? It's that one reception for 70 yards that you can't stop thinking about the rest of the year. And that's what Will Fuller does to you. Will Fuller puts that fear into defensive coordinators' minds, puts that fear into defensive backs' minds, and most crucially, because of that, it affects where safeties play and line up. So when DeAndre Hopkins is out there with no Will Fuller on the field, he gets somebody tight up in his face with help over the top to where they're just constantly harassing DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Because the guys, a cornerback always has a backstop behind him. They've always got a safety rotated down to help out. So a guy can be super aggressive on DeAndre Hopkins knowing that he has help behind him. Will Fuller takes that away. Like, Will Fuller is the key to allowing DeAndre Hopkins to actually breathe on a football field.
And he can take it away without even running 40 yards downfield.
Right, just his presence. His presence alone changes the way the defense has to be called.
With the Demaryius Thomas release, which will happen at some point today, Mike, Seth, and Paul, how would we grade the trade that Brian Gain made? 4th-round pick for DT and the swap of 7th-round picks.
This is what I'm going to do. I think I gave it a B- when you first asked me. I'm going to say this. I'll go ahead and give it a retroactive A just because Brian Gain had the danglers, the cojones, the clackers to actually pull it off in a season where, look, all of a sudden you're a playoff team. You've got the potential. Things are on the upswing by the time you're playing in Denver. Your quarterback is just coming off bruised ribs. And now's the time to be sure that we're still a playoff team. And so you give them a mid-round pick to be sure you're a playoff team. And at that point, maybe have a crack at Demaryius Thomas at a reduced number the next year. I wholeheartedly endorse that retroactive.
Seth gives it an A. Yeah.
I'll give it an A in retrospect as well from the beginning of it. Here's why. Because you needed to make the move. You only give him a 4th-round pick to do it, and you got a guy in Demaryius Thomas who has been there and done that. But
I gotta take a class from you guys.
After well, again, if you in the moment and to be consistent with what I probably said when they made the trade, I thought it was a good move at the time. But now you look at it, you gave up a 4th-round pick for a guy who didn't do much for you. So ultimately, I'm going to give it a C minus. I mean, it's a move that ultimately makes a lot of sense.
C minus.
But he was not able to pick things up with this offense as much as you needed him to, and then he got hurt.
All right. So Seth gives the Demaryius Thomas trade an A. Paul gives it a C minus.
One thing I've discovered is I think I grade more on the process than the results.
That's fair. I love the process.
Paul's a very results oriented person. Neither one is better or worse.
I'm going to give it a B minus because I like the aggressiveness. This is not a move that I believe Rick Smith would have made where you have an injury in Will Fuller. He goes down. You have a clear need at receiver. You go out aggressively at the deadline. We were all talking about it. They actually made the move. And I think that when people go back in Demaryius Thomas and what he did in Houston, I believe that there's a perception that he only played like 4 games. I mean, he played a bunch of games for this team. Denver,
he was only effective in 4 games.
Denver, Washington, Tennessee, Cleveland, Indianapolis, the Jets, and Philadelphia. Yeah. So that's 7 games. And what he provided to this team was an actual threat. Not a Will Fuller kind of threat, but an actual viable player opposite of DeAndre, which to me is value.
So we're talking about Demaryius Thomas being released by the Texans. He tore his Achilles tendon during the season last year and was due to make $14 million. This is from a cap perspective what you need to know. Not going to get all cap nerdy here, but this is why you need to get excited. They're saving $14 million, which means that the Texans now have a little bit more than $77 million in cap space. $77 million. You can re-sign Jadeveon Clowney to a front-loaded contract and still have as much money as you need to do whatever you want to do, including saving for the future and your Deshaun Watson contract you're going to have to give him in a couple years.
It's a big deal.